Well, hello, hello. You guys are listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm really excited to have Alyssa Lask. She's general manager of the Restylane portfolio products at Galderma with Nestle Skin Health. Did I say all that correctly?
We did. We have a slew of franchise of aesthetic products. So
Alyssa, tell me something about yourself. You're one of the few women executives out there who's really killing it in this aesthetic industry. Give me a little bit of info for our listeners about where you came from and what you're doing with Nestle Skin Health this year.
Oh, fantastic. You're very kind. So I think I'm very blessed with an amazing, amazing team. I've only been in the aesthetic industry for 8 years. I actually worked prior in consumer products. I worked in orthopedics as well as women's health and neuroscience. So I've kind of been all over the board, but I feel like aesthetics is my home now. This is a great industry to be in and amazing people.
Amazing. That's amazing. And I know that you've really dominated in a field that's, you know, surrounded, you're completely surrounded by men, so much like me as a female plastic surgeon, growing up in male-dominated general surgery, followed by head and neck surgery, followed by facial plastic surgery. It's a man's world out there, but I've found my place. Do you feel like you've found a good role for women in the aesthetics industry?
Absolutely. So I'm very passionate about women in aesthetics. I remember when I started in this field, we sat down and looked at some of the clinical trials, and it was really very stunning how few women were in the clinical trials. So I'm very proud that we're almost at 50% of our clinical trials now have women in them. Our company is very supportive for women as well. So our management team from North America is over 60% female. Our workforce, we have a ton of managers, lots of directors that are also female. So I think aesthetics in general is a great place to be a female executive. And I think there's such a great support group, people like yourselves that I can learn from as well.
That's incredible. And I love the idea that you mentioned earlier when we were talking about how you come from an industry where women are trained and you've been through McKinsey and marketing, and you have divisions that support you in public relations, marketing, sales, and you have all this, you know, technology and skills that you can teach us to run our businesses with. So I think that's an awesome idea because, like you said, we don't learn the medicine. We learn the medicine. We don't learn the business and the finance and the advertising and everything else that goes into building a really great facial plastics career. So what kind of skills do you think you can teach us?
Well, we're so lucky. I get to work with so many amazing women in this industry. Uh-huh. So I hear story after story where women say, one day I just turned around and realized my practice was a multi-million dollar practice. I had tons of employees and I didn't have one bit of business school training. I think the biggest things that we're hearing that, you know, people like yourselves as they're starting out really need are around things like contract negotiations. You know, every time they go to buy a laser or, you know, buy something for the office, they're negotiating a contract. The other thing is hiring. How do you select the right people? How do you coach them? How do you teach them? How do you train them? How do you retain them? And then the other thing I hear a lot is incentives. So we spend a lot of time with how do we incentivize our sales force. And so we have a lot of professional training relates to what we can do, how you build the right goals and objectives. And a lot of the healthcare professionals we talk to in aesthetics, you know, that's a very challenging thing for them is how do they incentivize the employees that work for them? And I think the final thing is we heard a lot about dashboards and analytics. So all of the practice owners, usually their eyes light up when they hear about the kind of analytics we have in a business world where every day I can pull up a dashboard to say, how much did we sell and where did we sell it and those sorts of things. And I think there's a lot of need in the aesthetic industry to help people have those dashboards so they can run a more successful practice.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I feel like the day gets so busy by the time I've taken the kids to school, supervised what's going on at the house, taking care of the dogs, then I get to work, and then it's like a whole slew of employee questions and 20 patients in the morning, 2 surgeries in the afternoon, another 10 patients. And then in the middle of all that, you really are expected to make sure you're on top of your inventory, on top of your sales, on top of your customer service, that patients are getting a great experience. So it's really been very challenging. And this year, I've been thrilled to have my Instagram grow to great proportions to the point where I'm getting 1 million impressions per week on my videos. So like you said, you wake up one day and suddenly you have this whole you have this whole business around you, which is incredible. In my profession in medicine, last year 50% of the graduates were women.
That is amazing. That is awesome. What great progress, huh?
Very great progress. But the other flip side of that is that in California, for example, women make 90% of what men make salary-wise. So 10%, you know, still salary discrepancies, or maybe even more, up to 20% in some cases. So that's something that I think we definitely have to work on. And even in the media, when people are represented in medicine and the professionals that portray this industry, 90% are men. Less than 10% are women physicians, although 50% are graduating. So is it the same way in business?
I think it's similar, and I think that's why I'm so excited. We're kicking off Women in Aesthetics, so a leadership council to help see what we can do as business leaders to help young up-and-coming women or even women like yourselves better their business skills and mentor others. And then the other thing we're going to do is recognize formally some of these amazing women leaders that we have in the aesthetic industry, people that have built practices, they built empires almost. They built, like you said, Instagram, social media, kind of public relations more than you'd see anywhere else. And we really want to recognize those and celebrate them so others can aspire to be something like that in the future. But I think we've made a lot of progress. I know when I started business school, certainly females were the minority at the University of Michigan. And I think that's changed a lot. And, you know, certainly I've just seen a lot more openness and willingness, especially this year with all the media and, you know, hashtag Me Too. I think people are realizing this is something we need to talk about and be visible.
And we're here in the middle of the American Academy of Facial Plastic Surgery meeting. So that's all the commotion in the background that you guys are hearing. And I'm attending a really great advisory board meeting tonight by Galderma. And so it's been a thrill to come and get introduced. And I'm so excited to get involved in some of the leadership ideas and potential. I think we have a long ways to go. And I feel like women need to represent this industry because this is our demographic. We are 80% of the clients and maybe 90%.
Yeah, our data would suggest that it's 90% of the clients are female. So
yeah, 90%. So I met with Brent Saunders from Allergan, who's the CEO of, you know, the company that makes the Botox and everything. And I don't know, it sort of blows my mind that, like, he's great. I think he's really great. However, I also think that men are driving what they think women should look like and what they think women should want to see in media and images of the women that are portrayed in the ads and stuff like that. So it's just going to be interesting to mix things up and bring more women at the leadership level.
It's fantastic. And I think that's why as a company, we're really investing in innovation as well. We just launched 6 new studies because we really feel that as we launch new indications and bring new products, it brings new women into the industry and helps grow the practices and build the whole industry in together.
Yeah, if there's anything I could do to encourage women that are out there wanting to look better and feel better, there's the statistic of, you know, only 5% of the aesthetic industry is tapped and 95% of the time, 95% of patients have not come through our chairs yet. And it's just such an important thing to maintain your beauty. So I really want to turn the focus to natural maintenance of beauty. And this, you know, taking care of your face should be as natural as taking care of your teeth every 6 months, I think.
Absolutely. We agree as well.
You agree as well. Yes, of course. What did you think of the new Juvederm ad? Did you happen to see that? Or are you at liberty to comment on the Juvederm campaign?
I have just seen it quickly on social media. So I think anything we can do to bring more women into the industry is a great thing.
Exactly. I think so, too. I think I would have done it a little differently, but it's great to just get the idea out there that there's a wrinkle that you don't like. You can fix it. And then just one last comment on, I know you love horses. I read that about you. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do outside of work.
So outside of work, my passion for sure is horses. I've ridden since I was a little girl. I was one of those girls that everyone said, oh, you'll outgrow horses, and I never really did. So I don't even know how many we have right now. I try not to count because my husband would be very upset if he knew how many we actually owned. But the pride of the herd is a miniature donkey named Gus, and he is on my holiday card every single year.
Oh, my gosh. How cute is that? And you have to take care of him, too? Do you have to, like, brush him, feed him?
Every single day of the year, you take care of horses. There's no break. That we have some great help, though.
That's awesome. And I was complaining about 2 Labradors and a cat.
I just adopted a puppy, so from a rescue organization, so I know how you feel about it. We have 3 dogs now.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And I brought you a little sample of my skincare to try because I have a lot of equestrian lady patients, and I know that you're always in the sun, so I want you to try my tinted SPF 50. You'll love it. It's a really great sunscreen, and my hyaluronic serum, which is awesome for people who travel a lot. Like, I put that on all the time before I fly.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And any thoughts that you want to give us about the whole Nestle Skin Health, you know, kind of breaking up and changing this year and putting the Galderma portfolio up?
Yeah, so I think that was recently in the news. And, you know, I think we're just excited for what's possible in the future. So I think we've had 30 years of history with Nestle, and we're looking forward to see kind of what the future brings. But basically, it's business as usual. We're investing heavily. I said earlier, we've just launched 6 new studies in the aesthetic industry, and there's 4 more behind that I just recently got approved. So I think we're going to be in this for the long haul and look forward to the future.
Me too. And I'm looking forward to the day when we can talk about Sculptra. I'm a big fan.
We have 3 Sculptra studies.
We have 3 Sculptra studies that were recently approved and going in action. So I think you can look forward to having more around Sculptra.
Perfect. And for those of you guys who don't know what Sculptra is, it's our collagen biostimulating product. I call it my collagen superhero. And I love to use it definitely for the face, also for off-label areas, which Alyssa can't talk about, but I can, in the décolleté, the elbows, the knees, and of course my favorite, the Sculptra butt injection. So check it out on my Instagram. And thanks so much for coming on Beauty Bites with me today.
Thank you so much for what you do for the industry.
My pleasure. And for those of you who haven't already subscribed to the podcast, be sure to go to iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts and download Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. We have a secret Facebook group, so be sure you join it and find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with your faces at Beauty by Dr. K. It's Drkay. Thanks so much for tuning in, and stay beautiful.